Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the reading from the lectern. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, desert dweller, expert in surviving in the wilderness, connoisseur of locusts and wild honey, possessor of a simple, rugged wardrobe, fiery preacher, baptizer. These are all thoughts which come to mind when we hear the name John the Baptist. But the one phrase which best characterizes him and summarizes his life and work is servant of God. John shows us the attitude of a true servant of the Lord with his humility, dedication, and boldness. John was humble before God. He served the Lord with humility. From an earthly human standpoint, however, John had reasons to be filled with pride. He was a prophet who himself was prophesied, who received direct revelation from God, who was an eloquent, forceful preacher. Crowds came out to hear John, and many were baptized by him. Some even thought that John was the Christ, the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. If John wanted, he could have started his own sect with himself as the object of honor. Years later, as we learn from the book of Acts, there were still those who referred to themselves as disciples of the Baptist through no fault of John. Are we tempted to have sinful pride? Lord, look at what I've done. Look at the people I've influenced. You're impressed with my service in the church, aren't you? Do we ever give in to that temptation? Although John had reasons to be proud, his attitude as a servant of God was one of total humility. He told the people, as reported in the Gospel of John, "I am not the Christ." John didn't want any glory for himself. He wasn't interested in having a following. His one concern was pointing to Christ, turning the people's gaze to the coming one. About the Messiah, John said, "One more powerful than I will come, and I am not worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals." John had this attitude of humility because he knew that the coming one would be both man and God, the Son of God. Next to God, John grasped that he was as nothing. We too realize that next to the Almighty, we rank no higher. John proclaimed the deity of the Messiah when he said about him, "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Only the Son of God and the Father send the Holy Spirit. Only they could pour out the Spirit directly, as occurred on the first Christian Pentecost, and which was manifested by, as the book of Acts relates, what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. John also proclaimed the Messiah's deity with his language about the winnowing fork and grain and chaff. The Baptist was looking ahead to the last day, Judgment Day, when the Messiah, true God and true man, will judge everyone who ever lived. Then Christ will separate between the grain, believers, and the chaff, unbelievers, taking the believers with himself to glory, but sending the unbelievers to everlasting torment. In addition, John had an attitude of humility because he knew that he was a sinner. We must and do confess that we have been sinful from conception and that we have given evidence of our original nature by our at times having sinful pride and in many other ways. We understand that we could never earn our salvation and that left to ourselves, we would be but chaff, deserving only the unquenchable fires of hell. Besides being a humble servant of the Lord, though, John was a dedicated servant. He had a strong zeal for God and for God's work. The Baptist did not say, "Because I am unworthy to untie the thongs of his sandals, I will give up preaching." Rather, John served the Lord eagerly, willingly, steadfastly proclaiming the coming Lamb of God. John had this attitude of dedication because of what the Lord had done for him. God saved John and changed him. God has done the same with us. He has created and preserves in us faith in the Lamb of God, who gave himself into bitter, bloody self-sacrifice and who arose from the dead. God, by his grace, through faith in Christ, grants us salvation. We are freed from the fear of going to hell, from the fear of God's wrath on Judgment Day. We are certain that heaven is our home, and we look forward to the last day. Further, at our conversion, God made us new people. A remnant of our old sinful nature still remains, but each of us also is a new creation who wants to and can, in union with Christ, do what is right and God-pleasing. So we, as John, serve the Lord because God has saved us and transformed us internally. When we hear about all that God has done and will do for him, we, as the Baptist, eagerly, willingly live for the Lord. Our text urges us, keep on serving the Lord with zeal. Renew your dedication to him. Finally, John, servant of God, had an attitude of boldness. That he was humble did not mean that he was a timid, cowardly person. No, as a new person, empowered by the Holy Spirit, receiving revelation from God directly and in the Old Testament Scripture, John spoke with great courage. He proclaimed the truth no matter what the consequences. Because of his proper rebuke of Herod, John was locked up in prison, where eventually he was put to death. We also can and are bold servants of the Lord. Why? God has made us new people. The Holy Spirit empowers us through his means of grace. He has given us his word in Scripture. Thus our prayer is, God, keep us bold and make us bolder. Acts has the account of how the early Christians prayed, Lord, enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness, and how God answered that prayer. Our country and world are in need, desperate need, of valiant servants of the word who will speak the truth in love, but who will always speak and stand on the truth. There was another reason why John was a fearless servant of God. He knew that God would bless his work, that God would grant success to his endeavors. Now, in the eyes of the unbelievers of his day and our day, John was a failure. This man who lived by himself in the desert, who had no splendid diet or rich wardrobe, who had large crowds listening to him for a relatively short period of time, who was thrown into prison, who was executed by the government. By God's standard, however, the one that counts, John was a victorious servant. God used him as he foretold to prepare the way for the Messiah. Through the preaching of John, God brought many to repentance and to faith. And John's ministry was crowned with his martyrdom. His faithful servanthood stands as a striking witness for all future believers. We recall the high estimation in which Christ held the Baptist. God's promises in Scripture lead us to be bold servants. God tells us that the gospel is the power which can bring anyone to salvation. He guarantees that his kingdom and his word will stand forever. He reveals that his spiritual kingdom will be worldwide, made up of people from all nations. He encourages us with the assurance that he is with us always and that our labor for him is never in vain. In our text, we see the attitude of a tremendous servant of God. As a result of God's saving, transforming, and empowering activity in our lives, we can and do have the same attitude. God grant that we keep serving Him with even greater humility, dedication, and boldness. In Jesus' name, amen.